A war in Iraq would be led by Army General Tommy Franks, the head of the U.S. military's Central Command. Franks is a plain-spoken soldier from a small town in Texas. He joined the Army as a college dropout and worked his way through the ranks to his current leadership position. NPR's Tom Jelton has this profile.
The 1991 Gulf War was directed by another Army general, Norman Schwarzkopf, a gruff but charismatic commander who loved media attention. General Tommy Franks is in many ways the opposite, shy, humble, and uncomfortable in the spotlight. Like many four-star generals, Schwarzkopf was a West Point graduate. Franks entered the Army as a buck private. His high school classmates and teachers in Midland, Texas, did not exactly consider him most likely to succeed. General Franks uses the story of his unexpected rise to leadership to establish a bond with fellow soldiers, as he did at a meeting with his troops in the Gulf state of Qatar last December.
You know, most of the people I know, including my wife, think I'm damn lucky to be where I am, buddy. I met my high school principal not long ago, and he looked at me and he said, "Damn, am I surprised." I looked at him and I said, "Ain't this a great country?"
6'3", with bright blue eyes and a lean frame, Tommy Ray Franks is very much a long, tall Texan. Midland is where George W. Bush comes from. Franks went to high school with First Lady Laura Bush. She didn't know him at the time, but that West Texas connection has clearly solidified Franks' relation with the president. In the midst of the Afghanistan war, Bush invited Franks to his Texas ranch for a visit.
"I want to thank you for coming, Tommy. I am real proud of the military, and I'm proud of the commander. Tommy has done everything we've asked. He is fulfilling the mission with patience and discipline and success. He's a down-to-earth, no-nonsense guy."
Frank served as an artillery officer in Vietnam and was wounded three times. In the 1991 Gulf War, he was an assistant cavalry division commander. He later commanded an infantry division in Korea. That fairly traditional Army background would not seem to have endeared Franks to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who is determined to shake up the military and promote innovation. Rumsfeld has clashed repeatedly with Army leaders who resisted his efforts to trim Army programs and eliminate some heavy weapon systems. As plans were being drawn up for another Gulf War, many analysts assumed Franks and Rumsfeld would disagree over the approach to be taken. But there have been few signs of tension between the two men, and at a Pentagon briefing last August, Franks brushed aside reports of a schism with Secretary Rumsfeld.
"I enjoy waking up each day to see what the stories are about the schism, which is a word I didn't know until about a week ago, between me and Secretary Rumsfeld is. We have an opportunity here, and the Secretary can tell you that I engage in that opportunity to share very frankly and very freely the ideas that that I have as a combatant commander. Do that. The Secretary does the same thing with me. And I actually have never one time sensed animosity."
Rumsfeld's tensions with Army leaders have actually grown recently. Just this month, Rumsfeld rebuked the Army Chief of Staff, General Eric Shinseki, for suggesting that several hundred thousand U.S. troops may be needed to secure a peace in Iraq. In the end, it'll be up to General Franks to decide how many troops will be needed, but at a Pentagon briefing last week, Franks declined to take sides in this dispute. Michael Vickers of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments says Franks dodges internal Pentagon disputes by focusing squarely on his responsibilities at the U.S. Central Command, where he works with all the service branches.
"He's thought of as a traditional Army officer, but the regional combatant commanders, as General Franks is in CENTCOM, really are joint warfare commanders and detached somewhat from their service. Secretary Rumsfeld seems to have had a much better working relationship with General Franks than he has with the Army from time to time."
Despite his aw shucks demeanor, Franks is seen within the military as a sharp tactician. The war plan he devised for Afghanistan involved many unconventional aspects, and analysts are generally impressed by the approach Franks has taken in Iraq war planning. Once his campaign is over, however, Franks is likely to retire and return to pleasures he's had to leave behind: playing golf, riding his pickup truck, listening to country music, and spending time with his wife, his daughter, and two grandchildren who call him Pooh. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.